Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Maria's friend Annie escaped from the abuse at home and Skeeter welcomed her, assuring her that she was safe there. Christopher and Dion invited Shelley to lunch. They discussed the issues they faced from many persons who are homophobic or transphobic. Shelley told them that they could move back to her house as their landlord was being difficult. They thanked her but refused as Robin and Matthew were still there and they disliked him. Right now, Danny is upset about a phone call.
Home to the Makushi people, swimming across the foothills of the
Why this man calling this woman again so early in the morning?
Just let it ring out, Danny. Rachel's still sleeping.
I gonna answer he. Sydney, stop calling this woman phone. She doesn't want to speak to you and she's not coming back there.
I told you not to answer it.
No, Leo. Sydney needs to speak to a man like himself.
Alright, not too loud. Don't want to wake up Rachel.
Ayaga, every time I think about this situation, me blood just boiling up.
I understand. It hurts me too to know what my sister has been going through with that man.
Why some men can't keep their hands to themselves, eh? As much as me and you might have we quarrel sometimes, Leah, it will never cross me mind to hit you.
It better not.
I don't understand the psychology of men who think they must beat a woman. That it's normal to beat a woman.
You know how many women are being abused and don't say anything? Look how long Rachel didn't say anything.
These men drive fear into these women and have them believe that they can't leave. You know what I tell my female relatives? The first time a man raise his hands and hit you, leave! Leave because it's gonna happen again. Forget about if you love you or whatever. You're gonna find another man to love who won't beat you.
It's not so simple for some women, Danny. Sometimes women have children with these men. Sometimes the men are the breadwinners.
What?
Is he calling again?
Yes.
Just let it ring. Don't answer.
Sydney, you ain't mean for Don. I said don't call back this woman's phone.
Why are you not listening to me, Danny? I told you not to answer it.
He needs to know that Rachel got a man looking out for she.
All you doing must be getting he more upset.
Good. I want to play the fool and call me. I waiting for you.
I ain't gonna allow you to do anything stupid.
Self-defense is not stupid.
Please.
You know what? Let me get dressed.
What are you getting dressed for?
I'm going out.
Where?
Don't worry about
Danny.
It.
Danny.
It's okay, Leo.
Where are you going?
Leo, somebody got to confront this man.
But you ain't hear that Rachel said he got knives and cutlass and a gun?
So why business about that? I ain't afraid of Sydney and whatever he got.
Danny, please. Don't do anything stupid.
He won't stop harassing Rachel unless somebody puts a stop to it.
And what if he shoot you, chop you, or stab you? Danny, please. I can't lose you. Don't go there.
All right, Leo. Stop pulling my shirt. You're going to tear it.
Please don't go. Sydney's a cruel person. I don't want him to kill you.
But we got to do something about him, Leo.
We're going to do things the proper way. We're going to get the police involved if it comes to that.
We should have called the police since when Rachel show up. Hey, men like him should be locked up for life.
I agree.
Anyway, I still going out.
Danny.
Relax. I ain't going to see Sydney. Go in and check on Uncle Alexander and Aunt Paulette.
You sure?
Yes. You know I won't lie to you.
Okay.
Anyway, we got to come up with a plan for Rachel. Sydney ain't gonna stop harassing her.
He will try all he can to get her to go back.
Yes. And we will keep supporting and helping her to raise her self-esteem so she don't feel that she has to go back with him.
Yeah.
This can't go on for much longer. Something got to be done. I will make sure that Sydney never hurts Rachel again.
We can do what we can.
I'm going over to Uncle Alexander.
When you come back, I can be over at the health center.
All right. Have a good day, my love.
Mwah. Don't go looking for Sydney.
I don't promise you. And I will never lie to you.
Morning, Christopher.
Morning, Dion.
I know me and Phil are going to walk today.
That makes two of us.
You want we take the day off?
To do what? I never sit down and watch your face whole day.
That's what you call a friend.
No offense, girl.
Anyway, I ain't able for the supervisor manager call me, so let we go.
Ignatius back at the office?
Nope.
Maybe he finally retiring.
Yeah, but you know what? He made a lot of changes since I work in there.
You mean to address transphobia and so?
Yeah. Couple of the staffs had a problem with me when I first started working there.
Yeah, I remember Coretta was number one.
He made sure to do couple workshops and responding to people's human rights and so on. Now, nobody don't bother with me in the office. But when I walk up on the road, it's a different story.
Sometimes I wonder if we'll ever stop dealing with that.
As long as the laws against us remain in place, there are people who would think it's their right to make us uncomfortable or feel like we don't belong. The fact that we could actually go to prison for being who we are is crazy.
But think about it, Diane. Even if they change the laws, there are still people who will have a problem with we.
They ain't gonna done till the world end. But at least if they change the laws, we won't face prosecution.
True.
Oh gosh, it's Huda. I hope it's not the landlord.
I'm gonna check. Nobody there.
I want to feel like I got somebody targeting me in this building, you know. It's not the first time I hear a knock on the door and when I go to open, not a soul.
Same thing happened with me the other night.
They got a man that's been in front of this apartment building. I don't know if he live in here or not, but he always watching me.
He just watched me too. I think he liked me.
Seriously?
Girl, I don't know.
We got to be more careful.
I ain't frightened nobody though. Anybody run up in me face gonna get these hands.
Well, you know I don't like fight.
Sometimes we got to defend myself.
I know. Is who calling now?
Hello? Yes, this is Christopher. You calling on behalf of Ranveer? What happened to he? He's sick? In the hospital? So if he's sick so bad, why is he not in the hospital? He ain't want to go. All right. Thanks for informing me. I can come over and see he. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Ranveer sick?
Yes. Apparently he's sick bad. And he ain't want to go to the hospital.
Why?
You know what is going on sometimes when we people turn up at the hospital. And Ranveer's still very unhappy with who he is. I was to call him back though. Remember when we been to lunch with Shelly? And he number was calling?
Maybe he was trying to reach out, so is who call you?
Someone around Veer friends. He said he had the house trying to take care of him.
This in song in nice, Christopher.
You telling me? Look, let me go and see you when we get off of work today.
Alright.
And if he needs to go to the hospital, we can help him to get there.
so glad we decided to come out together.
Yeah, Divine. Nice place, eh?
Yep.
Sorry I canceled on you the other day. I was having second thoughts, I guess.
I figured.
You know, this whole thing hasn't been easy for me.
It hasn't been easy for me too, but I understand that I messed up.
Look, I don't want to talk about that anymore. My whole thing now is to talk about the future.
Okay.
I miss you and the children. And I want y'all to come home.
Really? I mean, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. We can move back in tonight. Monica tired of me and the children anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no place like home, right?
I guess.
So, how do you want us to move forward?
I've had a lot of time to think.
Okay.
Divine, I want it to be completely done.
I understand.
But what would my life be then? You and the children are my family. What sense would it make for me to find somebody else to start all over again?
Ryan, I promise. I will never hurt you like that again. I promise.
Levy, don't run and make promises. We both hurt each other. I didn't have to push you away the way I did.
Okay.
A husband and wife are supposed to be partners. We shouldn't be keeping anything from each other. I should have found a way to tell you what was going on.
Ryan, I felt neglected, but that didn't mean I had to turn to...
Don't call his name. I've heard enough of his name these last few months, and if I never hear it again, I'm good with it.
Sorry.
We should continue counseling.
Of course.
Our children deserve two healthy parents, and not the toxicity we've had these last few months.
I agree.
At the end of the day, I love you, Divine. I love our children. I love being married to you, and I want it to work.
Me too, babe. No more secrets, no more lies, no more affairs. Just healing and growing together.
Whatever ups and downs, we will face them together. We are in this for life. I love you forever, my wife.
Love you more, my husband.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.